Angie.
About
you're
what?
Like, you're like, we need gallon bags. Yeah. And you want them to be freezer. And I said, yeah, and we're out of the other ones too. But you didn't get the other ones, the quart size ones.
I don't remember that.
Okay. So we're out of smaller Ziploc bags too.
I think I thought you meant we had previously had both regular and freezer bags, and we're saying we were out of both and could just get freezer bags.
We did, but I don't care about that. But we're out of all sizes of bags except for small sandwich bags.
Oh. So I did hear that. I heard different.
So I said that the other ones didn't need to be freezer bags.
Oh.
The smaller ones.
Just the
gallon size.
Did not process.
Okay.
All right, bud, what are you doing? I turned on the podcast for you.
You're fine. You say the podcast.
I say the podcast?
Yeah.
Welcome to Troidal Power Presents the Power Playthroughs podcast with Troidal Power and...
Addy Power.
That's right.
And what are we? Power.
And Mama Power's in the kitchen making bubble bread.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you playing today, Addy?
Still mail time.
Still mail time. Yeah.
And now, Cassie, I find that you're on a bench.
Yep. Right now, our character, Captain Toad, who we created last episode, is standing on a bench. And he jumped up in the air and drifted back down to the ground on their glider, which is a letter. And it looks like we've got two letters to deliver. One we don't know who it goes to, and the other goes to maybe... I think maybe that's a horse person?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Huh?
So far, Addy has not been super entranced is right, by the storytelling, I would say, in this game, right, bud? You don't care what people are talking about, mostly? You just like figuring out how to climb around, huh? Wow, you're way up high on this tree.
Maybe.
You made it to someone's house.
The horse did not hear.
Yep, no one's home.
I thought the horse was there.
No, I don't know where the horse is.
I found a path that I'm going to find.
It's interesting. Sometimes you can see the lines in the geometry of like the walls around the valley that this game takes place in. There's like seams that show up, which is not great. No, I'm talking the podcast.
Okay.
Which I probably won't even use. I don't know why I'm bothering with this, because we already did a first impressions episode.
Oh, okay. Well, it's for Addy.
That's true. Addy likes recording a podcast, but then he makes me talk the whole time.
I am going to ignore you unless you specifically say my name.
Okay, sounds good. Addy, why don't you talk to the podcast? Tell them what you're doing.
I jump down a mushroom and I glide down here.
Yeah, you used your glider to get down here, and where are you now?
I'm at the flowers garden.
Yeah, can you tell them about what the flowers look like?
They look like sunflowers.
Yeah.
Aww. They're so pretty.
Yeah, I glide down there.
Yep, he's jumping from one to the next using his glider. It's like a forest of flowers.
Whoa. I get flowers.
You're doing pretty good at that glider. Okay, gliding over to another house. This is the house we saw early on. Oh, I fell down. That looks like a tea kettle.
Yeah.
But we didn't quite make it up to it.
Yeah, I'll try to make up it too.
Yeah, maybe there's a mushroom you can bounce on or something.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, mushroom.
Yep. Boing.
Boing in it. Boing.
This game's really cute.
Boing.
It's interesting, like, this reminds me a little bit of the Siatro games. Yeah.
This one walk.
Hold the trigger to walk.
This one?
Yep. This reminds me a little bit of the games by the guy who made Tori and MacBat, the Bat game. Remember that one? It reminds me a little bit of those in its gameplay design. In that you're just kind of moving through and traversing a world. It's no combat or anything. So it has kind of that feel of
Dada,
like... Yep.
I found a gray here.
That's where you found the square coin? Cool. Yeah. With that in mind, the gameplay, I feel like, does kind of throw back to N64/PS1 era, collect-a-thon platformers. But visually, it's doing very much its own thing, which is cool. It gives it there's a retro feel to the gameplay, but it looks it looks like mail time. Like, it looks like its own thing, rather than having a visual design that is also steeped in the classics. Can you glide all the way to the well? There's a big well there. Oh, didn't quite make it on top of it.
Why'd it land on the sunflower?
I wonder if we're gonna get, new abilities that will let us jump higher or something?
Yeah.
Is it Daddy's turn to play?
Yeah.
Okay, you gotta talk to the podcast then. Tell them what's happening. You leave it sitting there. You don't have to pick it up, yeah.
Dada, and a sunflower garden, and he had it around, and I don't know where he's going.
I don't know where I'm going either. It looks like, we haven't been over here, have we?
Oh, that I go somewhere where we haven't been.
Yep. There's another house.
The drone.
There's some different kinds of plants. Now it's your turn? Okay. Yay. Yep, that was Daddy's turn. Okay, Addie's climbing up a rock. Huh? Huh? Ooh, there's a bridge coming up off the top of this rock, going up on a tree. Here we go, up the bridge. Mm-hmm. Ooh, what's down there? There's a circle of mushrooms down there. Huh. Of red spotted mushrooms. Mushrooms that actually look like your character's hat.
Hat.
Okay, where do we go now? Why don't you go look? There's somebody down in that circle of mushrooms. Is that who we need to deliver a letter to?
Maybe that's the horse guy.
No, that doesn't look like who we need to deliver to. Oh, but their speech bubble is orange. I think that means they have a quest. I think that's a bat. His name is Toaf. Oh, look, a male scout. And such an energetic blah, 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 blah. And he's skipping all the dialogue, so I don't know what anybody's saying. I see that he's a mushroom collector. That's the only thing I see. Ah, no sub quest, but I do have a mushroom quest, I think is what he said. He's got a quest for you to go find some mushrooms. Just collect some samples. Okay. That's, I think, all he had to say.
Okay, where?
I don't know. You just skipped everything.
Walking.
Yeah, you're walking. I like that your character holds their backpack straps when they walk. Hmm. That's cute. Boing.
Oops.
Boing. We have been playing a lot of Minecraft lately, and we've mostly been playing on the Xbox, but Becky and Addie ended up playing Minecraft on the Switch the other day, and when I went and tried to play Minecraft on the Switch, I was shocked at how the performance was on the Switch. And having seen that and then looking at this again makes me happy that this game looks as pleasant as it does on the Switch. I'm sure, like I said before, that on the Xbox or on a PlayStation, this will look even more gorgeous, but it's perfectly acceptable on the Switch. Where are you going?
Try to get out of this block.
Okay.
I can't.
There you go. I'm walking up a bridge.
Walk up the bridge.
Yeah.
Hey, what's that there?
I don't know.
Whoa, not that big. Ew, honey. I look like nothing down there.
Nothing down there?
No, nothing on that level deck.
Okay. Hey.
I have to try to go to the bridge. Dada.
Mm-hmm.
Now your turn.
That was my turn. Okay, what am I doing?
You gotta go to the mushroom and try get to that honey thing over there, that thing.
That's the well.
Yeah, you got
it. It does kind of look like it's got honey on it, doesn't it?
You gotta try
to get it. I made it on top of the well!
Good job, now I'm on top of the
well. Hey, what does this say? Wow, a well! I wonder if it echoes. Echo! Echo, 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 echo. What is that? You shouldn't be here.
What?
Who was that down there? It was like a pile of worms. I think they're living in the well.
I can't see him.
Hiya!
Dot, dot, dot. Dot, dot, dot. Ribbit.
Are you a froggy? You can talk, right?
Ribbiting is talking. Oops. I mean, Ribbit.
Who are you?
Names are irrelevant. Think of me as he who controls the worms. And now Addy's skipping through a bunch of dialogue again. Oh, goodness.
Where's he going now?
I don't know. We still gotta find this horse person. Or whatever they are. Down into the sunflowers.
I can't find lost.
What?
Dada, yep. Talk to the podcast.
Talk to the podcast. Okay, what are we... That should be the name of Addie's podcast. If you ever start your own podcast, you can call it Talk to the Podcast.
Because
the face ain't home. Oh, you got an adventurer pouch. Patch. Adventurer patch.
Where?
I don't know.
I totally lost you.
Now it says you have potions down here in the corner? What's going on? Hold up. Inventory. Mushroom sample. Oh! This is for the bat. The bat who really likes mushrooms wants... They're supposed to take this to them.
Oh. Yeah, I do. I have 3 order now.
Yep, now you have 3 orders. 3 letters to deliver.
Try one.
Hey, you gotta find that bat. I don't remember where they were. Do you?
No.
No.
I know they were this way.
They were that way?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they were up there.
Are they up there?
Yeah.
Okay. I love how confident you are.
It was.
Ooh, the music just got really happy.
Ooh. Yeah, do you whoop over there? Yeah. Kiki. Ah, Kiki. Kiki. Welcome. Kiki. Kiki.
Yeah, Kiki, I think, is right up here somewhere.
Kiki. Now I'm just talking to Kiki for myself.
Oh, okay.
Kiki. Kiki. Kiki.
There's Kiki.
Kiki. Kiki. Kiki. What did he say?
They said they need to send a cease and desist to a child that crossed me. Oh, it's Cedar.
Cedar?
Yeah. I don't know what... you're skipping so much dog. I don't know what's happening. But you gotta go... I think she's gonna have a letter for you to take to Cedar.
How'd I get out of this? I think I...
You keep... When you press A, it starts the conversation over again. Oh, goodness. Here. There you go. Okay. All right, now you got 4 letters.
Wait. Oh, I see Kiki. I don't see Kiki.
No. I think I'm going to have to play this game again on my own so hey. I can read all the conversations, huh?
What did he say?
You said, I've got a not-so-nice letter from Kiki. And Cedar goes, oh, crumbs. Kiki's going to make a lucky rabbit foot charm out of me. I just know it. Why? If you give him his coins back, something, I lost all the coins. Uh-oh. I'm beginning to see the problem. I met Kiki while he was walking by here. As soon as I got my paws on the collection, I hopped off searching for a great spot to admire, but I didn't realize the bag was open and all the coins are lost. Can you please help me? I'll get those coins back. Oh, thank you so much. There were 4 coins in the collection. Come back when you found them all.
I won't find them.
Can you press X to check your collection?
I found a wood.
How many coins do you have in your collection?
1, 2, 3, 4.
You have 4. That's how many Cedar needs.
Yeah. Cedar, I only have 4.
Yep, press A.
Okay.
Oh, Captain Toad, Captain Toad. Do you have all the coins? Yep, all 4. Hot diggity dog. You're an amazing, fantastic, stunning, breathtaking, and I will never forget this. Here, I've written an apology note to Kiki. Can you take this and the coins back to him?
Yep.
Oh, Captain Toad, Captain Toad, please spill the beans. How did Kiki react? You haven't talked to him yet. All right. Oh, no, we started talking to him again. We're just stuck in this conversation. So, okay, we got out. Okay, now you got to take the letter back to Kiki.
Kiki! 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 Kiki!
This is such a good game. Kiki. I like it.
Kiki!
All right, there's Kiki. My coins! I guess you are at least capable. Coin connoisseur patch. And you got a letter to take back to Cedar again.
Why? Can you do it?
Yep.
Can you go find a horse first?
All right, I'll go look for the horse.
And the bat.
And the bat.
And Cedar, okay?
And Cedar, okay.
Okay, bat.
So this guy's who had the letter for the horse. Let's see what he says. Where's Annie again? She's having tea over at the farm. It's directly across the grove from here.
Oh, okay. Tea at the farm.
Tea at the farm directly across the grove from here. Do we have, like, a map? Maybe. No.
I probably do have a map.
Okay. Directly across the grove from here at the farm. I'm going to say this is the grove where the well is. That feels like that would be called a grove. Okay, we paused the recording for a second. It's back on. Don't touch the phone, remember.
Okay, so, Daddy is talking to Adele, and he needs to go to the phone, and he starts the grass, and he's going to go to the fence. My turn, Daddy. My turn, Daddy.
Okay, your turn. We got to the hole in the fence. Look at that, it's a farm! Wow, there's a waterfall and a little stream under a bridge. Whoa, what'd you find, Addy? It's like a cave behind the waterfall full of crystals. How'd you know this was gonna be here?
Because.
Look at, there's like glowy mushrooms and there's books in here and clocks and a bell hanging from the ceiling and another waterfall. Wow, it's so pretty in here.
I gotta climb all the books.
You climbing the tower books?
Nah.
Bouncing on some mushrooms in the cave. Oh. There's a creature up here. Who is that?
A bell, too.
Yeah, and another bell. Oh, like, you didn't want to talk to that guy? Okay.
Let's get out of here.
All right, let's get out of here. Who needs to talk to that guy?
No.
Not us.
No one. No one does that. No one does. I can really see out there.
Yeah.
And I love
her. Wow, that's pretty cool.
But that's not the horse.
That's Daisy. We're looking for Annie.
Daisy's my name. Running is my game. What's up? If you ever need any vegetables from the farm, just let me know.
We're at the farm.
You're at the farm.
Oh, but where are the vegetables?
But Annie is supposed to be having tea at the farm somewhere, so we gotta look around and see if we can find her.
But how do we get the veggies?
I don't know how we get the veggies.
Ladybugs!
Look, they've got ladybugs in a little fenced off area.
They're live around.
Aw, they're so cute.
Can I ride on them?
Yeah, look at that. If you stand on them, they just keep walking around. Aw, cute.
And I get room to another. Hey, he taking letters.
He what?
Hey!
They got babies.
Babies. And a little dude. Oh, here you go.
Wow. This game's so cute.
Yeah. I have a bench too. And I get jump up here.
Yeah.
Dude, the ladybug. He's looking not nice.
Yeah, he's kind of looks like he's got angry eyes.
Yeah, he angry about all the other ladybugs.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
I need to get on you. Get me.
There you go. Now you're riding on the ladybug.
Come on, babies. You got it out, Rand. Maybe I can make it back on out. Oh, there, Howie.
Bump. That was interesting. You turned and the we got a little bit of the switch fuzz that games get when they have trouble rendering on the Switch. Like, most of the time, your hat looks really crisp on the edges, but when you look out at the big distance towards the rest of the farm, it does get a little fuzzy graphically. Just a little bit. Not too bad.
Let me get on here.
All right. Should we stop the podcast? That was a pretty good episode.
Yeah, Dad.
All right. What do we say to end the podcast?
Pepe, hope for the best.
That's right. Let's say thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
And until next time.
Until next time.
Now you say it. Tape and hope for the best.
Tape and hope for the best. How do I say that?
I think it's the Y button.
Yeah, I sit in on the ladybug.
The Power Playthroughs podcast is part of the We Can Make This Work Probably podcast network and Geek to Geek Media. Visit TroidalPower.com to find more of my nonsense, links to both networks, and the Patreon where you can support the show.